Kentucky Real Estate Headlines. KY Building Permits: What Agents Need to Know About Residential Construction Rules. A new overview explains that permits are required to build any house in Kentucky, including traditional homes and barn dominiums, to ensure compliance with local building codes and regulations. Real estate professionals in KY need permit clarity to guide clients through land purchases, new construction timelines, and barn dominium trends affecting rural property markets. Review the permit requirements at the source to better advise buyers and sellers on build-ready properties. Kentucky Real Estate Headlines: KY Property Records Now Searchable. Deeds, liens, permits, and more. Property Checker has launched a Kentucky-focused search tool that aggregates owner information, deed history, tax records, loans, liens, permits, and purchase history in one place. Real estate professionals in KY can streamline due diligence and client research without toggling across multiple county systems. Add HTTP at kentucky.propertychecker.com to your closing checklist for faster title and ownership verification. Kentucky Real Estate Updates. Kenton County PDS launches online portal for all building permits in Northern KY. The Planning and Development Services of Kenton County now accepts all building, zoning, planning, and subdivision permit applications through a single online submission portal. KY real estate professionals can streamline transactions and client projects in Kenton County by leveraging this digital-first permitting process. Share the PDS online portal with clients to accelerate permit timelines for accessory structures, pole barns, and agricultural buildings. Kentucky Real Estate Updates. Jefferson County PVA launches online property search tool for KY agents. Jefferson County PVA has released a property search form on its website for looking up property information. KY real estate professionals can quickly access official property records, valuations, and ownership details to support transactions and client consultations in Kentucky's largest county. Bookmark the Jefferson County PVA property search portal to streamline your due diligence process. Kentucky Real Estate Updates. 2026 Kentucky Realtor Commission: What KY Agents Should Know. A new guide breaks down what sellers pay in real estate commission in Kentucky and how they can save. KY real estate professionals need clarity on prevailing commission structures to competitively position their services and communicate value to seller clients. Review the 2026 commission breakdown to ensure your fee structure aligns with current Kentucky market expectations. /anytimeestimate.com/selling/average-real-estate-commission-rates/Kentucky/. Kentucky Real Estate Updates. Kentucky Property Valuation Administrators Statewide Resource for KY Real Estate Pros. The Kentucky Property Valuation Administrators website provides access to property assessment data from county PVAs across the Commonwealth. Accurate and accessible property valuation data helps Kentucky real estate professionals price listings, evaluate investments, and advise clients with confidence. Bookmark hta.qpublic.net/k/pvash for quick access to county-level property assessments statewide. Background and context: why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies: title work, survey, environmental phase one, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently and what blocks what? Background and context: the four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close: undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context: variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you.